Blog Talk Radio.
Stop scrolling. Get off the pot. And flush it. And listen to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. To reach Bill live, call 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Now, here's your host, Billy Borelli.
One, two, one, two, three, four. Grandma got molested by a reindeer. Riding in an Uber Christmas Eve. You may think you know that it was Santa. But as for me and Weinberg bullshittery, she was drinking too much eggnog, showing off her wrinkly breast. When she Yelp reviewed the driver, come on everyone, you know the rest. Grandma got molested by a reindeer while riding in an Uber Christmas Eve. Now you may think you know that it was Santa, but as for me and Stacy, we believe. As for me and Franken, we believe. And for me and Hoffman, we believe. Me throwing my drumstick. That's me throwing the other one. Yeah! Merry Christmas, everyone. How you doing? How's it going? It's been a while since I've did this show again. And it's been a while since I've been on the air. What's up? Anyway, I have been away for so long that Blog Talk Radio decided to say, fuck you. I'm not going to let you do anything of your normal shit. So not only can I not find my original intro with that funky bass line, but the guest call-in number has changed. It is now 917-889-3250. 917-889-3250. That's your guest call-in number. You've got 26 minutes. Am I going to talk to you? Am I going to pick up that phone? Probably not. But anyway, what's up, everybody? Merry Christmas. It's that time of year again. It's almost at the end of the year. It's probably the last show I'm going to be doing this year. I mean, we've only got, what, a couple of weeks left of the year. So more than likely, I'm probably going to be doing a New Year's show or a January show, something. What I wanted to do is start off. I wrote that song myself. I was playing it on my drum pad and my Zildjian Zill Bell. I'm a drummer, by the way. Angels of Fear. Thank you for all nine of you that might be listening. I appreciate that. I know you by name. But I would like to send a special shout out to my good friend, childhood friend, Gary Moss. It is his birthday today. He turns. I would like to send a special shout out to him today, him and his family. I hope you guys are doing really well today. I hope Christmas is good to you this year. I hope that Santa or whomever blesses you guys. And I hope you have a good birthday, buddy. You know, thinking about you guys. I have the next four. Well, this was day number one. I have the next 3 days off because my old ass got injured at work. So I'm off for a little bit, and then I go back on light duty. Well, let's get started. Enough about me. We're going to get into the whole molestation, everybody having to be terminated, having to quit, resign, all that type of stuff. 2017 has been the year of grabbing people by the genitals and forcing your power upon them. and doing things and stories coming out. Story after story after story of people coming out and saying so-and-so molested me, so-and-so raped me, so-and-so did this, so-and-so did that. It's just been the year of you can't keep your fucking genitals out of people's face and out of people's hands. Nobody can control themselves. But I digress. Some of these are cases from years ago. They're just all snowballing now. So we're going to get into a little bit of that. I also want to get into some – I didn't write too much shit today. I don't have a lot of material because I didn't prep. I did prep. Actually, I did this. I did more of the song. I mean, if I could cut the show now, I would. So that's that. What have we gotten into? I usually have my producer go, talk about this, talk about that. That's tdvoicetalent.com. That's tdvoicetalent.com. You need to talk about this. You need to talk about that. My problem is that I when something's funny, it's funny at the time. And then when I get on here, it's like, oh, that sucks. So I'm like, I mean, these are just observations. I don't have a lot of topics, but we'll probably, the last half of the show, we'll talk about, you know, Hollywood, you know, Hollyweird and everybody feeling each other up and raping everybody and just rapeness going around. The gift to get this Christmas, I don't know if you've seen it, called the Easy Fold. Well, there's the Easy Fold, which helps you fold clothes. Yes, it helps you fold clothes. If there is the most mundane chore to do, which I despise, which is folding clothes, I don't think I've folded all my clothes in about 3 weeks. I've been just taking them out of the hamper and putting them on. Because, you know, nothing, I mean, if I need to iron it, I'll iron it. But I have a dresser. Well, it's getting full. I'm buying more and more shit, and it's getting full. It's got a lot of T-shirts that I don't wear. It needs more underwear that I do need. More socks, things like that. But Easy Fold, it will help you fold a fucking shirt. Man, how lazy have we gotten? And what's funny is, and you've probably seen this thing going around where it says it sucks to be white, and it shows all these infomercials of all these people dropping things and spilling things and can't open things. You know, and then it's like, but with the new such and such, you'll be able to do that shit that you just saw that you couldn't do. And it's always some white person dropping something or spilling something. Or, oh, my God, what happened? I can't do it. I mean, fuck. Are we that? Can we not do that? I mean, it's like, come on, man. I know you're trying to sell a product, but who the fuck are you picking to do this stuff? You got a guy who spills his chips and his drink. It's like, what retard doesn't know how to carry food? Are you that stupid? Do you have to spill something by opening it? Do you fall off ladders so easily? Can you not crack a goddamn egg? How fucking retarded are you? Where are they finding these actors? They're finding them in Hollywood. Those are the ones that haven't been raped yet because they're not, stars. Well, I had to do an Easy Fold commercial because I didn't get bumped in the ass by a Hollywood producer. But Easy Fold, there's Easy Wipe for you fat asses who just are too lazy to wipe your butts. You leave crumbs on the shitty seat, you know, shit like that. And you're just like, I just don't feel like reaching back there and getting a glob of poo and wiping. I don't feel like being clean. I just want to stand up and go. You know, you're not out in the brush. You're not fighting a war where, you know, hey, sometimes you got it. You just got to pull up your pants or whatever the fuck they call them, and you got to kill the enemy. You know, I get that, but man, we got running water. We have wipes. We have soap. You know, we have shit like that. So I thought of Easy Wipe. Easy Wipe is a device that you put before you go shit, kind of like a bidet, but it's like this hand that just rakes a wet wipe across your starfish. You know, wiping all your particles. You know, wiping everything off for you. You just sit there with a fucking smile. So I could see that. I could see a commercial. By the way, I'm wearing my retainers. If you don't know, in fact, I'm going to take them out. No, I'm not going to take them out. I'm wearing retainers because I had my braces taken off back in October. So it would have been, if I would have kept them on this December, they would have been on for 3 years, but they're off now. So I'm wearing retainers. So it sounds like I'm talking like this all the time. And I do spit more, so I got to like stand back away from people, but I got to talk louder so they don't, hey, why the fuck you walk away from me? Well, I'm just going to jizz out of my mouth on you, so I don't want to do that. I'm going to stand back here because I don't want, you know, you think I got the herp or something. So if you get a spit bubble on you, it's cool. It's clean. Anyway, easy wipe. You just got this hand that rakes across your third eye, your brown eye, cleaning it, clearing it of all the Klingons and the corn and the peanuts, and you're good. You're good to go. You get up with a smile on your face, and that's the commercial. You got this guy, he's just sitting there, you see him, and then he's going, and his hands don't move off his knees. He's like, oh, right. And you see him just rake up his fucking tidy whities, and he's good to go. Easy wipe. Easy wipe from Ronco. Never touch your anus again except in the shower or to say no to that aggressive Hollywood producer. Easy wipe. Who knew that that joke could run that fucking long? Anyway, I've noticed one thing about joggers. Have you noticed that joggers just look sick and miserable? I mean, you go out there and you go, you know, I want to go for a run. I want to feel good. And you get out there for like 10 minutes and you look like you're about to fucking die. I've seen, and they hold their arms in a funky manner, kind of like, you know, kind of like Forrest Gump in a way. One arm's kind of down, one arm's kind of up, and they're just kind of running all goofy, you know, and they just look, I've seen death, the look of death on people, and it's like, okay, they're dead, still running. Their heart has stopped. They, you know, their eyes are rolled back in their head, but they're still fucking running. Like, God, good God, is running that horrible? I mean, I know running's that horrible, but geez, why do it? Get on a bike, you know, get on an exercise bike and get your cardio that way. I mean, people like to run, but man, do they look awful doing it. They just look like, you know, the running dead. Why are you running?
I just want to feel better for cardio.
Man, no, it's not. Jim Six, remember him? He was a runner. Where did he run? 6 feet under. So... yeah, I'm in the Christmas spirit. I'm in the Christmas spirit. I got a lot of shit to talk about. We've already been through half the show already. So, and not one caller. Thank you, all four or five listeners. Yes, I love you. Harvey Weinstein, we will talk about you. But I'm in the Christmas spirit.
It's the holiday season again, the happiest time of the year. The crackling fireplace in the living room, the snow falling on the roof and the trees, family and friends basking in the company of one another. It all sounds like a perfect Thomas Kincaid painting, and you're not in it. Once again this time of the year, you're in that sad pit of loneliness and despair. Perhaps you're missing your loved ones that have sadly passed on, or you didn't get that promotion or that bonus that you were promised, or you were traded in for that trophy wife that is 25 years his junior, or your friend with benefits took away your benefits, or you're just single and can't get a date. But don't despair. There's a solution for your time of need. It's called vodka. That's right, vodka. Try it with some orange juice and you just made the classic screwdriver. Or try it with some grapefruit juice and lime, and you've got my favorite, the salty dog. And for you Java junkies out there, pour it in your favorite cup of Joe with creamer, and you have the delicious white Russian. And for you people who like it on the dry side, you can always shake it in a martini. Vodka. Millions of Russians and Polish can't be wrong. So drink up. Screw it, it's Christmas. But please enjoy responsibly. We don't want to hear about you on the 10 o'clock news. Merry Christmas from the Billy Borelli Laugh Chat.
Merry syphilis and a clappy new year. I got to say that every year. Thank you for that, Mr. TV. and for TV for bringing us the Mary Syphilis line. Yes, vodka. I prefer the other clear liquid, tequila, and maybe some water. Yeah, so we're in the Christmas spirit today. Let's get into it. We're already halfway in the show. All right, time to go. Good night. No, anyway. Few things I observed. Another thing is when, you know, I was thinking about this. I was thinking about how parents and some adults tell kids, because kids want to know where other kids come from. You know, there's stories of like, where did I come from? You know, and they want to know that their little minds are like inquiring. They're like, oh, well, you know, it's time to teach you a little biology there, son. Yeah, okay. And then all of a sudden you break out with, yeah, one day you may understand. That doesn't tell them a goddamn thing. You need to break it down for them. You need to tell them. Well, son, I'll tell you. This is what happened. Me and your wife, me and your mommy, we just we exercise naked, right? So I take my little pee-pee maker, and I put it in her pee-pee maker, and then I make the little yogurt come out, and there you are. It gets with her little leg there, and we make a little yogurt, and you become a little fetus-looking thing. And he's just going to look at you like terrified, like, did you just say yogurt, pee-pee maker? What the fuck is the matter with you? But he's probably going to laugh because you said pee-pee maker. So from that point on, you can just say whatever you want, you know, and he'll just like, his little boy's just like, pee-pee. You know, where you make pee-pee and I make pee-pee and I put it in mommy's pee-pee maker and there you are. It's hard to tell. I mean, you don't really learn about kids, how to make kids in high school. You learn how to make kids from older kids. They're the ones that say, well, you just got a dry hump on this girl and then you break it. And then it goes in her thingy and then she gets pregnant. You know, I mean, you kind of learn, you know, through, of course, somebody will accidentally discover a porn. And it's just like, whoa, what's that? I can't watch that. Oh, my God, my pants hurt. Oh, I broke it. Thing my mom's like, oh, that's disgusting. I've got four boys. I did. Ah. No, we're all adults here. And that's the other excuse. Oh, we're just adults here. Yeah, we're adults here. I just, you know, I'm a very dirty person, but we're adults here. Oh, we're just adults. That's the excuse everybody makes. There's the other excuse where people behave the way they behave. Oh, it's because I'm a Pisces. Oh, it's because I'm a Capricorn. Oh, it's because I'm a Taurus. Shut the fuck up. You're just a nut job. It's not because you're a Pisces. It's not because you're a Capricorn. You're just an asshole. Your sign has nothing to do with your behavior. Your assholeness has everything to do with your behavior. Jeez, stop making excuses. Online gym instructors, oh my gosh, stop it. Fucking stop it. Everybody is to be the next thing. They're just trying to get money. They work out. Here's what they do. They work out and they look good. So they go, hey, other people can do this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sell them the idea. I'm going to sell them my way of eating and my way of working out. So basically, I'm going to buy instructions on how to fucking eat and how to lift the weight. Wow, I didn't know you could lift it that way. Here's $20. You mean I can eat that sandwich? Here's another $20. That's the biggest. That's bigger than Keaton Jones. Why, Mama, did they make fun of me? I don't know why. Yes, I'm making fun of him. Yes. You know why? Because his mama not only put him out there on the internet and put his looking like he got hit in the face with a truck, but she's like, well, let me do a GoFundMe then and get some money. Why? Why do you need some money? I mean, if you started it and said, please help us have a decent Christmas. We haven't had a decent Christmas. But then again, that's still a little iffy because you got this kid who, they poured milk on me and put ham down my pants. I'm like, fuck, Anybody put ham down my pants would be my best friend. Hell yeah. You got some salami too? I'll take some roast beef in the back.
Hey, Mama Bayport, I don't know why they do that to me.
Because look at your fucking face. That's why. That's what everybody wants to say. You look like even... I don't want to say this. I'm going to say, God damn it. And I mean G-A-T, not G-O-D. But somebody with Down syndrome would just be like, what the hell is the matter with him? He is weird. Get the fuck away from me, herpy. Why do you make fun of me, mama? Because you're opposing with, I don't know, there was a rebel flag, which doesn't necessarily mean much to me, unless it's to me. And then the other girl has a gun in her hand, and I'm like, oh, that's just stupid. And then his father is in prison. He's a white supremacist. So, yeah, people are like, well, you know what? I'm not going to give. And the people that gave money and the people that were helped, that's athletes and celebrities, and they were like, oh, man, come see my premiere next year and come to my gym and do this with me. I'll fly you here to fucking Egypt, and we'll go to Paris, and we'll see the fucking Champs-Élysées. You know, it's like, come on, man. I was bullied. I'm going to do a GoFundMe. Please help me. I was bullied. They poured tequila on me. I went to Mexico, and they poured tequila on me, and some hooker came up and showed me her titties. I was abused. Give me money. That's what those gym people are doing, instructors, those online coaches, that's what they're doing. Hey, I could teach you how to lift a weight and eat a sandwich. Give me money. Fuck. Most of all, what's going on in Hollywood? Harvey Weinstein got the ball rolling. Oh, my God. First it was this woman, then it was this woman, then it was this woman. And I'm like, who is this Harvey Weinstein? And when I looked him up, I said, God damn, he must be Keaton Jones' dad. He looks like melted something or other, like pink melted plastic. If you just took something pink and it was plastic, like a dildo, you know, and you burnt it and it melted, that's Harvey Weinstein. How he would even get close, I think, these women were just like, oh, I want an Oscar, or I want to be in that film, or I want to do something. So I'll...
He's like, ah, baby, you know, you could be in this film. You could be the next, you know, you could be the next whatever the fuck and win an Oscar. Would you like an Oscar?
I mean, he literally, if you put him and Keaton Jones next to each other, they'd look exactly alike. It's, and then they're just coming out of the woodwork, right? And so it's like, oh, yeah, you know, the great Hollywood thing is done. You know, the great Hollywood hype. Everyone knows at the casting couch and this and that. Oh, it's true. Then all of a sudden everybody else was getting in there. Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey was dry humping a 14-year-old back in the 80s or something when they were doing a play together. And he's like, hi, would you like to do a play with me? You're going to be the next star, but I'm going to be on top of you, okay? And then you're just going to play. We're going to play bongos, all right? And he's like drunk and dry humping, and he's like, oh, I was just drunk, and now I'm gay, okay? That makes it okay, all right? I was drunk, I was gay, I'm sorry. So he kind of admitted to it, but he also said, I was drunk and I'm gay. And the gay folks are like, listen, bitch, don't just think, we're not having excuses here. Because, you know, even gay men have standards. They're like, look, we'll mess with hairy dudes with, you know, hairy starfish, but we ain't messing with no boys. We're not doing that. So they were pissed off at him because he was like, oh, it's just me being gay. Don't worry about it. Nah, it's nothing. No, it is something, you fucking freak. So that's Kevin Spacey, and all these others are coming out. Everybody's getting fired for this and fired for that. Al Franken, Mr. Saturday Night Live, they like me. they like me, and I'm great, and whatever the fuck he talked about when he did that stupid skit, I never liked him, and Saturday Night Live sucks. Harvey Weinstein's hairy nutsack, he was accused of doing some shit. Now, there's a picture of a passed-out journalist, and he's, like, fake grabbing her boobs, or it looks like he's kind of grabbing her boobs, and there's a picture. Now, it kind of seems to me like that was staged, like that picture was staged. Maybe she had something to do with it. Maybe he had something to do with it. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, hey, come over here with that camera, and I'm going to go ahead and grab her boobs. I'm going to turn around. You know, it's not like he was grabbing them all of a sudden. Hey, what are you doing over there? And he's like, what? Oh, yeah. Bam. And take a picture of it. It's like it was staged. You don't just like, hey, you know, accidentally grab somebody's boobs and get caught. You know, you're going to like, oh, fuck. Oh, no. Delete that or give me a camera or do something. No, it was staged. I'm not defending him. I'm just saying. With the hype, you know, this could apply to anybody, but he's kind of saying, well, you know, it doesn't look good for me, so I'm going to step down. I mean, there's all these people stepping down. There was the guy in Alabama, and there's this other guy. He was, you know, and everybody's getting hammered for stuff. And then the cherry on the top, Dustin Hoffman years ago was like one of his daughter's school friends. He was like, hey, why don't you come up to my room later and I'll show you my Hoffman. And she's like 16 or something like that. And he didn't care. He's just like, well, I'm an actor. And he's like, you know, why don't you go ahead and rub my balls for me? Okay. You know, do me a favor, rub my balls. You know, I'm going to come out of the shower and you're just going to rub them, you know, for good luck, whatever. I'm going to come out and you're going to rub my balls. And then I'm going to give you a role in a Hollywood movie. Okay. That was my, you know, semi Hoffman impersonation. But come on. I mean, they're all coming out. Now, isn't there a statute of limitations to that? I mean, I know it's assault. I'm just like, okay, these allegations, there's just too many of them now. Why? What's the reason? Where's the evidence? Where's this? Where's that? I'm a facts person. I'm just like, show me. I need to see. You know, I need to believe. You know, I need to see proof. I mean, if you didn't report it, because some women do report it right away. You know, they get treated. They get, you know, whatever the case may be. They get treated and so forth, so on and so forth, you know. I don't know. I mean, maybe men have a bit more. Well, I don't want to put women down, but if I'm getting felt up on, I'm going to be like, hey, I'm about to knock your ass out, and I'm going to go tell on you. So which one do you want first? I'm going to tell on you, then whip your ass, or I'm going to whip your ass now because you just grabbed my junk, and now you're pulling your pants, my pants down. Now you've got your mouth on me. Get your mouth on me. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't even let it get that far. That's Harvey Weinstein's laugh.
You're going to do it again for me, bitch. Yeah, you want to be Meryl. Come on, Meryl Streep. You want another Oscar? Oh, yes, Harvey, yes.
Probably why she's got all these nominations and whatnot. And she's like, I love Harvey. He's great. Yeah, we know you got pipes by. Ooh. Oh, God, he's atrocious. Why do they make fun of me, mama? They poured milk on me and put bologna there in the pan. not just any old meat, ham. They put ham down his pants. They couldn't put, like, you know, salami. Salami's, you know, good. No, they put pastrami down the pants. Mama, how did he fucking get to you? They just shoved ham down there. Like, oh, God, poor guy. He made him into a meat shake. Anyway, thanks.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter at Comedian Billy Bo. Tune in next time, boys and girls. You may now proceed to mindless scrolling. Thank you.